So we're holding in the middle, still the middle of the Chubasarashba, and we had spoken about the Vahafta, the Mir of Avraham Avinu. Now he speaks about Vachashaneda Benaskim. It's on the end of on page 408 on the bottom. Vachashaneda Alzeh. In other words, if we understand a Kadosh Baruch Hu as being the one and only, as be'emes roi lo'avos cholaveinu cholashem oydenu, ki mi'itar kol mishaloi nasanu loy, that everything goes to him. Who I'm ever have to some care of all of all of shades are echo, but some has all the shades are echo, but it's a toy, it's a ra. The yates are ra who are my fatal odom the lechas a chandas alive. So the Yetzirah is that which is my fatal person to be drawn to what his heart wants. Viziranuli is cheshek of a dozen of us is work me vazikol a chashokim. Ki oimra mitin ish kolhoin beise be'avra. Let's talk about this piece over here. He says b'shnei yitzarecha. Now let's understand a little bit what he means over here. A person, let's take an animal. An animal has simply, what's the right word for it? We wouldn't use the word drives, but stimulus. It looks at something pleasant, it backs away from something unpleasant. That's the norm of a Baal Chai. The idea of a person who is a mishtaking. So let's give an example. An animal, put in front of it food that it likes, it's turned on, and it's driven. An animal doesn't sit back and say, you know, the dinner that I had last week in the Goldstein garbage can was really, really one of the best. We ought to go out more often to the Goldstein's garbage can. I don't know. I haven't actually had a conversation with a cat. I haven't, certainly not those type of cats. But the animal is driven by local stimulus. So it sees something that's appetizing. Its mouth waters, and so on. It sees the cave, it gets crazy, and so on. That's a stimulus of an animal. The fact that a person has a klach to mishtikik, that a person wants something, is driven to find it, is driven to seek it, it fills the person and it drives the person. It's something that the person has in himself a klach of rutzen and tshuka to do something. So the easiest place, in other words, the klach tshuka in a person at its default setting takes the easiest route. A child is born, it has warmth, food, holding it, and those are the things that's mishtoikik for. The koyach hashtoikik latches on to those physical things that it's used to. The higher things take time, but I can say the following. I can have a tshuka for lunch. But today's in Kippur, it's Asr, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it's Asr, and therefore I have to, I can't eat. I can also say that it's better for me in the end because it's a kapara for my virus and so on and so forth. But there are many ways that I can be doing something without being mistaken. I can do it against my will, like, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's got a big Gehenim there and it's not worth the lunch over here for that Gehenim. Or I can say it's better for me. So just like, let's say a person goes to a medical procedure, he's not mishtoikik for the medical procedure, but he knows it's better for him, so he does it willingly and he pays money for it. The chiyuva hafta is that I develop a tshuka. And the way I develop a tshuka is because by understanding that this is the only thing that's a metzias in the world, And the only thing that a person has something that's nitzchi, that a person wants, in the deepest way, a person wants to be part of something that's forever, that's nitzchi, that's tov, and this is something that a person can latch onto. And that's what he says, Avram Avinu, when he was Makrivis child, his son, he did it out of a sense that achashalti. The one thing I want is to be shayach to Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is what it means to be shayach to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and this is what I'm mishtaking. Ubechol nafshecha, kolel, kol mashi agia. So when he speaks about the Yitzhahara, so the Yitzhahara is something which, when we speak about Koach HaTshuka, Yitzhahara is simply diverting Shuka for something. But at the end of the day, we want to latch onto that same Koach and make it that. Ubechol nafshecha. So the Bechol Nafshecha is going on Yitzchak, and as opposed to Avram, that you have b'chol avavcha and b'chol meidecha limois kol mamoina imitzorach lekal kaim avarat zizbarach ki Yaakov avinu al shom shemuas ba'oish abis avi v'bachol yisach shaholim v'om b'chol ashatitli asa asrenalom v'medrish shenosin kol nechosef shem v'chutz laretz v'knias hamayra v'shenema v'kibya shakarisili sh'osolei kari min achosef v'dmeimor samachpela. So let's discuss a little bit what this point is. We speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu being the one and the only. When we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, we're saying there's nothing in this world other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So at first, at first glance, we're talking about something theological, philosophically. We're talking about a fact. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one thing in the world, and so on and so forth. Okay, I'm an objective fellow. I'm sitting back. And I am making statements about what's right, what's wrong, fine. The question is, internally, I have three areas in which I feel strongest that there's something about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Three things that have shaykhis to me. One is myself, my nefesh. And that's why a person will do anything to stay alive, because at the end of the day, I am is the most important existence to me. Secondly, my tshukis and ritzonos. In other words, whatever it is that I want is very much me. When a child says, I want this, and a mother says, you can't have it, there's a tremendous battle in terms of somebody thwarting my ruts. One of the reasons a grown-up hates being told what to do. I'd like to have this, that you can't have this. A typical home scene where the daughter says, I want this, the wife says, you can't have it, and it gets very, very heated. Why? We're talking about split pea soup. We're talking about who knows what. The answer is, but when you have your ruts in and somebody else is thwarting your ruts, and that goes at the heart of my sense of self. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells me what he wants instead of me wanting, there's a real problem there. So that's the Levavecha. And the third thing is your sense of possession is who you are. And therefore, if a person is Ani is Chashav Kemes, even though he's live and healthy, and he could be as healthy as Trump is. Have a doctor write, no doctor writer because he has no money. But you know, it's like the same note that he's 100% healthy and nobody healthier than him. But at the end of the day, if I have nothing, then I feel that I don't exist. And Moidecha, it says Vayokim is a certain, a moment is something that's called, it's Mekim Adam Vizkol HaYikum. It's Mekim Adam Arakla. What makes you stand on your feet, what makes you have a sense of self and existence is possessions. It sounds strange, but that's what it is. And that's why giving up your possessions, and people die defending their possessions. People don't escape from countries because they don't want to give up the money. It's not the comfort; it's the sense of self. A person who's on is a shfal gula b'derek klal, and he's chashuk kemeiz. He really feels a lack of existence because he doesn't have anything. So Yaakov Avinu gave up the money. So we have Avraham Avinu gave up his shukis, the chol avavcha. Yitzchak gave up a chol nafshecha, and he gave up a chol moidecha. One more fascinating Gemara that teaches us about the koyach of tshuka and so on is by Elazar ben Dodaya. It says that he was born all the Zionists in the world, and then he had a Zionist for tshuva and a basko, and it says he sat down, he started to cry, and he died, and a basko came out, says Ashrecha Rebbe Elazar that you are ben olam haba. So he asked, what does it mean? Like why did he die? What exactly was that? So Putna used to say that the koyach haratzon of a person is his self. And if you remove his ratzon, then you don't have a person left. In other words, so if you move an outer, it's like lahavdol, or not even lahavdol, a person has a cancerous growth in his heart. So a lot of times it's inoperable because if you take out the growth, there's no heart. The growth has become the heart. And the heart has just a hole there, and it's the growth that's really the heart. The persons with sinus have supplanted any ruts of fatoiv. He's so shakur and taiva. It's just like, and if like, we can say a physical, an addiction. When somebody, Lachmanetzan has to be weaned off his addiction. I was once in a hospital. My mother, next door, there was a guy who was getting off his drugs or whatever. And it was a pretty horrible sight. You really, really go through a rough 2 days or so because the body has to disattach itself from something that's become the core of the body. And that's why addictions are very bad, because they sit at the koyach haratzon. I once saw somebody who was addicted to playing video games on a computer, and they needed a computer a few minutes for something very important. The person was a mild-mannered, normal, very, very fine person, went into a rage that was unbelievable. And that's when I realized that person as much as I knew, was always wild man and easy, and you took away from video game, and it was impossible. Someone else told me, he was addicted to video games, he would do his bodily needs sitting there because he couldn't tear himself away to go to the bathroom. And that's because it's sort of a cancer that becomes your koach haratzon. It's incredible. So those are the three areas that a person has to say, if there's only thing but a Kaddish Baruch Hu, then there's nothing but Ratzon for Ruchnias, for Tshuvah to exist. But Klal, Tzichanu, so the Klal is that we, Tzichanu, Kvev Nafshein Haskam Mufletes B'chol Eis, Shenikra Kriya Shema, Shenu Maskimin Limso Kol Tavaseinu B'chashkei L'vavenu B'chol Nafshein Menevarim Adetilas Nefesh, Ba'momin, Al Yichut Yishashmai B'kabolas Ma'chusam. b'shenira b'tzir alev ki lebonu lidei kach v'kiyam. V'u oimrei ki alecha ragna kol ayoyim. V'chev zolor kol ayoyim. Alev shechol yoyim shon ekoyim et priya shachol nafshko maskim al kach. Arei ki le ragna b'oise shol v'isparach. V'kol amaskim l'dove ki l'asor. V'ushama avoyat v'am e'el shem tzav ha'yim alev avecha. T'leime yu miskomim v'chakukim alev avecha. ומדייתי כי זה חויה מדעס ראשון בגמור בברוכס עד היך הכוונס הלב עד על הבוח כי בלתי כמה הכוונס הלב אז כמוסו להתוך המידעס עניין על כן באמרנו על הבוחך עוד צריכון לזבין על כוון הזה שנסכם לב ועל כן נראה שהלוח הקדיבי משאים עד על הבוחך עד שם צורך כוונס הלב So, the כוונס הלב stretches until that point. In other words, it's something where the hemshich, the kavanas halev in Yichud Hashem lies in giving up these things. In other words, if a person believes it as a theological argument, that's very very nice. That has nothing to do with emunah. What makes a person called a believer is if it's something that. That when he has a cheshek to do something, that's the cheshek. That his sense of self identifies with him. Umidaiti kizeh haya midas mashon begmar bebrachis alif mozev lefavecha yeh. Ve'omnom, shloititochen kabola mitis api ma'alev al zeh kuloi imtia baskoma cheshek zeh hayira. Ki maskim lefachar agmul. The Vainish. If a person's only angle is because of the consequences, that it's good, you'll get a lot of good if you do it, you'll hurt if you don't do it, that's not a real Kabbalah. That's why it says Vishinantel Vanecha, he's bothered by a problem the Rashba. Why do I need Vishinantel Vanecha? Like what's the I mean, yes, it's a mitzvah to keep doing it, but why is that part of the Krishna? Why is that part of the act? The answer is because what's the raya if you're doing it because you have to do it, or you're doing it because you want to do it? One of the indicators of it is how much of a conversation piece is it. Most people will speak about a wonderful basketball game in school, but not going to speak about the SATs. I did it. I forget. I think, yeah, I took it. Nice. It was hard. It wasn't hard. Fine. Nobody talks with tremendous life is because he doesn't really care unless he's some nerd or whatever it is. But if he's, you know, listen, she's a great Washington type, but normal people speak about basketball, girls, pizza, stuff that they're interested, that they care about. But the person's conversation is really the giveaway. So with the baratavam. So if you speak about gom lam ledvaram erevim gom mifim davim todesh edam davet varam shi bekotzim moesvim ulaniachasam ke adi bein einayim to put on his decoration. Well, I'm a royal test for nechot she adavet tavet bein einov she yavet filarega te tofes means in dormant vilfes besashoyim tish davet tavet einov. So in other words, the hemshich of the parasha. And so on and so forth. It's there in order to tell a person. These are simonim. They're not just instructions how to reinforce it. These are simonim that it struck home. If this is what you talk and wear and do and so on, that's something about it. It's one of the things. I guess there are a lot of little simonim. We keep, I always tell people that no matter what, it's important to keep Sfarim in a living room. Because even if you have a fancy study with oak cabinets and everything, there's this message if Sfarim have a corner in the house that's boxed in, or if this lays around. This is the thing you have around and about. The things that you display and you put on the showcase is what you're about. It's indicative who you are and what you are, and that's why it's important. It's an important thing to have. So the whole parasha revolves around this thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, it's an objective statement, like a theological statement. It's a statement of your etzem mohus, which expresses itself levavcha nafshcha meidecha. It is something which chitzonis wise expresses you talking about it. It's on the doorpost of your house. It's your crowning adornment and so on. It's how do I present somebody? You know, do you say he's Dr. So and so? He also has smicha. Do you say Rav So and so? Yeah, he also has something like that. All of these are sort of giveaways of what is ikur and what's tough on a person. Okay.
Why is it in the order of
But in terms of nafshias, levavcha comes first. That's why I said it's like a person without his rutzen can't live. His rutzen is the person. So there is that nekuda.
Oh, it's like a Maslow's hierarchy of needs sort of thing?
What?
It's like a hierarchy of needs sort of thing?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. It's a hierarchy of what goes to the heart of the person, correct.
So levavcha is stronger than male dechas, and it went down in dark.
Yes, yes. Okay.
And what's the difference between levavcha and nafshecha? I mean, like, is there a nafshemina?
Well, nafshecha means the physical giving up your life. It's kind of a very strong point. It means actually to give up your life. It's be prepared to give up the person's.
But that's easier than levavcha.
Yeah. It's certainly it's a simon.